19-term Congressman John P. Murtha has died. Powerful appropriator and Vietnam veteran and the longest Pennsylvania congressman ever to serve. Murtha was a powerful presence on Capitol Hill. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick is with us now. Todd, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
We've heard a lot about his national influence, especially on the Appropriations Committee, but let's talk about him locally. What was John P. Murtha's influence in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, 19 terms in the 12th Congressional District. This is Johnstown, PA. That was his hometown, about 40, 50 miles east of Pittsburgh. The 12th District, Celeste, used to be a center of the steel and coal industries, and those industries left and devastated the local economy in the early part of Murtha's term. So instead of just sort of letting the economy stay in shambles, he used his influence as a powerful defense appropriator to transform Johnstown from a devastated ghost town to an unlikely hub of defense contractors and military suppliers. Today, there are at least 24 defense contractors in this tiny town. There's an annual trade show bankrolled by some of the largest contractors in the business. It's called the Showcase for Commerce, and it's all because of the defense earmarks and defense contractors that Murtha steered to his town.
Is he a beloved figure there, or just more like an institution?
Beloved figure. Take a quick drive around town, Celeste, in Johnstown, and you'll see a couple of things that are interesting. The John P. Murtha Neuroscience and Pain Institute. There's the John P. Murtha Cancer Center and the Murtha Pavilion. There's another cancer center named for Joyce Murtha, his wife, and of course the John P. Murtha Regional Airport in Johnstown.
Okay. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick talking about John Murtha, the congressman, passed away yesterday.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.